We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour here at Petco Park. We are in the Western Metal Supply Building. If you're coming to the team store, check us out. Say hi to Bill and myself. And right now, Bill, we're happy to be joined by Tim Haggerty. He is a broadcaster for the El Paso Chihuahuas, and he's joining us on the Cholula Hotline.
He's also their media guy and everything else. Hey, Tim,
Bill
Center here. How you doing?
Great, Bill, and Annie, good to talk to you again. I think we met in Tucson back in 2013.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that. Great to talk to you. Yeah, that was a heck of a trip. I remember that. We were up there for Yasmani Grandal, I believe, if I have my dates correct. But
that's right. That's why you guys are there. And he was working back on a rehab assignment, but not an injury rehab assignment. But whatever, that's a story for another day.
It is a story for another day, but I want to say that it was a wonderful trip. It was great to be out there and to see how things work out there and the ballpark and everything else. So I want to talk to you a little bit, Tim, about the playoffs and this run that you guys have had. Now, I know the season ended on Saturday to Fresno, but an exciting time and a great run for this team, would you say?
Yeah, it was a thrill. It was really unexpected. The team in mid-July was 9.5 back.
Wow.
So it was a tremendous second half. And then really, even into the final road trip of the season, the team was still in second place. What really helped the Chihuahuas is that they were scheduled to face the team they were chasing, Las Vegas, the Mets AAA team. Went into a late season series in Las Vegas, realistically having to win 3 out of 4. That's exactly what they did.
To be able to do that, to overcome that, just
right.
A great thing.
And then to close it out the way you did at Reno, I mean, that was really going good. Hey, were you guys, you know, with the way that it was shaping up, with you hosting the AAA championship game at the end of both the International and Pacific Coast League seasons, you guys had to be looking down the road thinking, what if?
Yeah, no question. That question came up a lot here. And in the 10 years since the AAA National Championship game has existed, it's never happened. In fact, it's been rare that the host team has been in the playoffs. So that definitely was on people's minds. You know, the game has been sold out with the exception of some standing room tickets since June. So it really wasn't a matter of selling tickets. It was the people that had tickets. All of a sudden, they're thinking, okay, I might get to go to a Chihuahuas game again.
You know, interesting, the standing room only thing that you come home against Fresno – down 2 games, and on Friday night, I saw the fact that you guys not only sold out, you had standing room, you sold standing room only seat, not seats, but spots, which says quite a bit for El Paso. Usually, as you know, Tim, at the end of a minor league season, you don't have the promotion. Sometimes the attendance tends to drop off in the postseason. You guys drew 2 capacity crowds.
You're right. That is unique, Bill. In some cities, because school has just started, because you have your pocket schedules printed, you don't have group sales lined up for a game because it's just a potential game. You don't know if the game is going to occur. But you're right. It became such an event here, and it was so loud. It was incredible. I've been lucky enough to see every game at our ballpark, including the grand opening. It was the loudest that we've ever heard it, the playoff game on Friday night. And it really put the players in a surreal sort of mood after the game. Jake Gobert, who you know was a Padre last year, he said, the only time I've heard a stadium that loud is being a visitor for Tim Lincecum's no-hitter in San Francisco.
Is that right?
I mean, so a guy like him, who's been in the major leagues, comparing a major league no-hit atmosphere to the atmosphere at Southwest University Park in El Paso, what a nice compliment.
Right. Now let's talk a little bit about the players that just got called up today. And what do you think the Padres are going to see? Let's start with Robbie Erlen, who I thought had a really strong second half after a slow start. What do you think of Robbie right now?
You're right. He was somebody I wondered about with September call-ups. He's on the 40-man roster. He was with the Padres in 2013 and 2014. But during the first half of the season, didn't pitch up to expectations, then missed a month with a sore shoulder. But you're right. Second half of the season, he was excellent. He had his best start perhaps in his entire minor league career in that Reno series you mentioned earlier to close the year. In a game that Chihuahuas had to win, he pitched a complete game shutout, which is El Paso's only complete game shutout. So I think he was pitching well at the right time, got the Padres' attention, and now perhaps puts himself on line for a a shot to audition for a job next year.
Right. Well, he'll be the first left-handed starter they've had all year, and I think he's probably going to start Friday night. So, and then of course Casey Kelly, who 2 years into rehab, started the year, spent most of the year at San Antonio, and then joined you guys late. Did he look to have any of his old his former stuff?
He did, yeah. At times, there'd be quick innings. As you know, he works very quickly at an up-tempo pace. I think Bronswell Patrick, the pitching coach, alluded to the only thing that he was really looking for Casey to work on is sometimes a base runner turns into a couple of base runners where the best pitchers have a way to leave those runners on base, and I think they were working with Casey on really trying to shut down innings and leave runners on. So, yeah, at times with El Paso, he looked excellent.
Now, go ahead. You want to ask him about Cody Decker.
I do. Tim, you know Cody Decker has kind of a cult following and a lot of people on social media excited for him to get that call up. How do you think he's going to do at the big league level now that he finally gets his shot?
Well, the one thing he's always done is hit. I was lucky enough to see all 69 of his AAA home runs. And what a story this is. He was so loved in El Paso, is so loved in El Paso. Uh-huh. And I hope that he has extra batting gloves and cleats. And here's what I mean. The other night, after the playoff series ended, Cody was the only player out there. It was an hour after the game. He's shaking hands. He's hugging fans. He's taking photos. And he was so swept up in the moment, he'd go back and forth into the clubhouse, and he's handing out batting gloves. At one point, he takes off his cleats and tosses them to a group of fans. So I'm thinking, okay, Cody thinks this is the last game of the year. So what you guys have to do is call up Jesse Agler and Bob Scanlon and the gang and say, hey, does Cody have cleats?
Does he have shoes?
Yeah.
Now, the other guy that they added to the 40-man, who I thought had an outstanding year this year, is the right-handed reliever Jay Jackson, who really sort of broke through with you guys. And I was – give me a quick synopsis there.
This is another great story. Jay Jackson pitched for AAA teams in five different organizations, 8 years in the big leagues, or in the minor leagues, and this is his big league debut. Really nice story. Jay Jackson, I thought, was one of the best relievers in the Pacific Coast League this year. I felt he should have been an all-star at midseason. Throws hard. He's somebody that is so competitive. He's the type of guy that after getting out of a jam, he'll yell, he'll punch his glove. He's so into it. He's a passionate pitcher. And he's somebody that, even though he's a little bit older now, he's 27, I think could be a reliever for a couple of years in the majors.
Jay, you know, he's always thrown hard in the past, but he didn't have great command in a lot of places where he's been. What do you think clicked this year?
You know, in talking to Bronswell Patrick, the pitching coach, they said that Jay Jackson in Major League Spring Training said that he kept the ball up. So when it came down to a roster decision of whether or not he'd be in AAA or AA, for the first couple of weeks of the season, remember, he was at AA, San Antonio. But then when the Chihuahuas had an opening, he got the call up to AAA and just rose and pitched so well that he eventually evolved to be El Paso's closer for the season. From what I understand, his ability to keep the ball low gave him better results than early in the season.
Tim, this might be the sentimentalist in me, but do you get excited when these guys get called up? I mean, you've probably seen so many of them, but do you get kind of a good feeling for them? And you watch them grind every day in the minors, and I would imagine that this is just a great moment for them.
Oh, of course. I think these are the best stories for my job as well. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, over the past handful of years for Padres AAA affiliates, you could tell Anthony Rizzo was going to be an everyday player at a young age. You could tell Jed Jerko was going to be a major leaguer. But the Rocky Gales, the Cody Deckers,
yes,
frankly, you don't know. They might make it. They might not. And to me, I think those are the most emotional stories of all. I remember years ago, you guys probably remember the name Brian Miro, got called up to the Padres in 2008 from Portland. The guy hit his first major league homer when he was 34 years old.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Wow. And, you know, even we got to get to break here soon, but even Rocky Gale, I mean, just the
right,
the attitude he had when he brought in, and he was just so thankful for that journey, and it was so special to him, and it's just great to – it's refreshing to see that. But
absolutely. And I know Padres executives – I know we have to go, but Padres executives have said that sends a message.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's a single A or a double A player right now saying, okay, I'm a backup this year, but look at Rocky Gale. He's in the big leagues.
So cool. Tim, we really appreciate you joining us here on the Cholula Hotline, and thank you so much. And we'll talk to you, you know, when will we talk to you again? We know that you've got the championship game coming up, and hopefully we can talk to you a little bit after the hoopla of that.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
Seth has my number, and always love coming on
Perfect.
With you guys.
Perfect. We will bug Seth. Thanks so much, Tim. Have a good one.
Take care, buddy.